Podcast, episode 354.
Are you sure?
Formidable cocksmanship.
Are you sure it's 54?
Is it?
Do we have to? We have to Google.
Hey Siri, how many episodes does Notcast have?
Too many.
It's like,
oh God, please don't make me look for that.
That is, you are the worst. You really are. Stop.
Tell
Sorry,
me.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Tell me about Notcast.
Oh God.
Okay, I found this on the web for Notcast.
Oh my God.
Notcast. Nice.
They all the worst.
Yeah, just found our Twitter, our iTunes link, our wiki for our article, and our Patreon.
Oh, how convenient. Anyways, this is whatever episode it is.
Bing suggestions, furry not meaning, Derpageddon Deviant Art, Unsheathed Podcast.
Ah, oh, fun. Anyways, so I'm Saverin.
I'm Shiva.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And we're back again, having survived KFC. Holy shit, that did not agree with me.
Aww.
That was not nice. Anyways, it's
yeah,
been
it's
another...
Kentucky Fur Con.
Yeah. And let me tell you, vor is just not my thing.
Yeah.
It, you know,
I thought
whatever...
you loved eating cock.
Yeah, but I don't actually mean eating it.
just slightly regurgitating every
yeah.
now and
then. Mm-hmm. Hey, so, it's wolf families that do that. It's like mom regurgitates on table. Leftovers for dinner.
Nice. So it's been a week, and you know what? Not a huge amount of shit has happened that I want to talk about necessarily.
You Yay! Know?
I'm 4 days into the new job. Seems to be going really well.
That's
kinda
good.
Cool.
Nice. Like, let's see. Well, okay, if we're going to start, I can lead off with some gaming bullshit. So, Steam sale.
Go to bed.
It's okay, Fuzz. And No Man's Sky. It's on sale. $24. So, it's 60% off. And it's still bad.
You bought it and now you returned it?
Yep. I was like, I have a computer that can run it now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done two major updates. And they're teasing a third, and it's on sale. I'm like, you know what? I really wanted this game to be good.
So what was this one about again?
This was the one where you're like an explorer on infinite procedurally generated worlds, and there's spaceships, and you go from planet to planet, and you mine for resources, and your goal is to reach the center of the universe.
The center of the galaxy can't be reached. Star Trek V taught us that.
And basically...
Except they didn't, but never
mind. I played it for 75 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the vast chunk of that was slowly walking around the surface of a planet trying to find enough bullshittium to make some bullshit, to fix my bullshit starship, to get me into bullshit space.
Some unobtainium.
Yeah, and what really fucking sucks is, like, I scan this shit. It's like, okay, well, I have these meters that are constantly ticking down. And it's like, oh, I gotta find bullshit to recharge my bullshit shields. Or bullshit to recharge my life support.
Okay.
And, like, I had not looked over the right mountainside and walked 5 minutes one direction to get some bullshittium that I had to get 200 of to fix my ship when, like, right over this ridge there was a big chunk of it that was, like, 30 seconds away. So that didn't help it. But it was just sort of this slow trudging around. And I finally get my ship fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, I put fuel into it. Okay. I'm going to launch into the air, and holy shit, there's no flight model for this, really. So one of the things is you're supposed to be able to fly around the surface of the planet. And in theory, you could walk all the way around the surface of the planet and fly around the surface of the planet if you really wanted to. But there's no yaw. There's no pitch. There's no vertical or horizontal thrust. Like, you basically, you know, point in a direction and, like, turning while in the air doesn't work. Okay, so I play a lot of Elite Dangerous.
Yeah.
You've got your throttles, your pitch yaw, your roll, your vertical thrusters.
So it's a simplified form of flying?
Ultra simplified to the point of, like...
Being boring?
Unusable.
Oh.
Like...
Okay.
If you want to turn your nose to the right, you want to yaw right... In most games, you just hit the button and you turn that way. And this, you have to kind of roll and point your nose in the direction you want to go. Mm-hmm. But the flight model is really wonky. So you end up doing this, like, pirouettes in the air with your ship trying to fucking get to a spot to land.
This isn't just user error?
No.
Okay.
No.
And I have to ask the hard-hitting questions, Alfred.
It was just one of those things.
Are you sure you just don't know how to video game?
I have video gamed a lot over my lifetime, and I have to say that this video game was not a very good video game. But thankfully,
it Steam's, didn't have the right interfaces to fly your interface ship.
Well, in Elite Dangerous, you know, I've flown a lot of ships through a lot of the galaxy and done some fun shit, and it's cool. And this was just this alien ass flight model that didn't work, and it's just really disappointing because it was one of those games I was kind of hyped for before it came out, and my old iMac was supposedly going to be able to run it, and they were wrong. They misstated their minimum system requirements.
I'm sorry, we lied.
Yes, they lied about their min spec, and my system fell under it. So I could never play it on my iMac. And now that I've got my new machine, I was like, oh, shit, right. It's on sale. I'll check that shit out. Nah, didn't quite work. And it didn't help that it was on this, like, radioactive-ass planet with, like, flying squid monsters, but it was, like, yellow and green. It was ugly. So it was not even, like, a pretty place to start. And the other two planets in the system, once I finally fucked off into space briefly, were, like, brown mud and red mud from space. I mean, it's like,
Any other video game stuff happening?
Dead Cells just got an update. That game's fun.
Never heard of it.
It's, I got Sarah into it, or Sarah got into it.
Dead Cells?
And so too, Sam. It's got its second update. And I have to say, I'm
fairly new?
Yeah, it's pretty new. It was, came out of absolutely nowhere. I was actually, like, I was randomly given code for it right before it went into public early access. So they're like, yo, please make a video game. The video's about our game. And I'm like, fuck yes. And I played it, and then it got noticed by actual YouTubers, and it blew up real fast. And it's actually a lot of fun. It's a side-scrolling Metroidvania. That is to say, you are a character and you're progressing through not necessarily linear stages. There's no backtracking, so it's not really a Metroidvania. It's more like a traditional Castlevania game. But you got your dodge rolls, and it has a really wide variety of weapons and enemy types, and you have magic spells and other fun shit like that. It's a really entertaining and challenging game, and I've not yet been able to beat it. But Cero has beaten the Watcher, and that's the end of the current game. And I'm like,
yeah, he was so stoked when he got that.
I had this really sick build and got him down to like 20%, but I got tentacled. So the final boss is this like tentacle monster eyeball thing that floats around. And the build that I had was very dependent on things being on the ground so I could light them on fire. And when it's not on the ground, it makes your build a little less useful. It was really fun, though, going through the stages and being like, I've got this that lights you on fire, I've got that that lights you on fire, I've got this that does extra damage if you're on fire. So it's just like, burn all the things.
It's the Pyro DLC.
Yes.
Little dog.
Yes, and Adam is here. He is currently getting his chin scratched by Shiva. He must be around people.
You're only like licking my. I just washed my hands, but he's still like licking my fingers for the residual scent of chicken from the KFC.
He's doing better, feisty. Kinda isn't really great around other dogs. Yeah.
Feeling better.
Yeah. Well, we took him up to a friend's place up in McKinney, and they've got a little dog.
Yeah.
Except he's not little. I post about it to Twitter, and they just, I think it may be also that there was like maybe a treat involved somewhere, but Adam just didn't want to play ball, like, and he would get like up in Atlas's grill, and then Atlas would just be like,
Mr. Peanut Butter.
Yeah, Mr. Peanut Butter. And so I'm interested to have him meet Bo because I think it will be similar, but Bo is also way bigger than Atlas.
So if Adam starts acting up, Bo just sits on him.
Well, I was walking him, and I tweeted about this because I was a little worried, and Idis actually mentioned what is like on leash like reactivity, and it's common in rescues.
Uh-huh.
And needs to be trained out of them. And I need to work on that with him. Mm. But we were walking, and I tend to walk him out in the back, on the field and whatnot, because there's less dogs back there. And I was walking him, I walk him in loops around the complex, and there was a dude walking his pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the short muscle ones, like not very tall, but she was kind of calm. She was doing, like, wagging her little stump, but he got up in her grill, and she just, like, chest bumps him and knocks him over.
Oh, jeez.
Because, like, he was, like, jumping up and putting his paws on her, and she was just like, nope, and lunged at him and knocked his ass
sweet
over.
Summer child.
And he, like, he then, like, ran into the yard barking behind him like, oh god, run away.
Aww.
He's like, I'm a little dog. And
it might just take time and training and exposure and repeat exposure.
Yeah. And it's just he likes riding in the car a lot, which I need to go and break out the glass cleaner because the
nose prints.
Yes.
That's so cute.
He really loves his rides, though, because he was running back and forth, standing up on his hind legs, looking out the window like, oh, this is cool. Like, I don't get what's going on, but I get to see a lot of cool stuff. And this is amazing.
When you get your proper car picked out, you should probably get a dog sling for him.
I have one.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's right. You had one for Zeus.
Yeah.
The other Zeus, not the one that was living with
my sister Zeus. Yes. And it works in my car, and it works in the rent car, and yeah, I totally took my dog in a rental car, but I had the sling, and worst case, I'll have vacuum the interior before I return it.
What we call a sling blade.
Well, that way that if you stop suddenly, the little dog doesn't fall into the wheel well and snap its neck.
Yeah.
Or break a leg or just
anything else.
Stop. Yelp.
Yeah.
Mm. We have it just so that Bo doesn't slip off and, like, tweak a leg. So.
Yeah, because
he's
a big dog,
seat.
But it protects the seat and protects the dog, and it's just a good thing. Gotta protect your puppers.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've shown you this picture, Cyber, but I want to show you. My sister sent me this picture. Look at her little co-pilot there.
Oh, she's looking out the window, and so too is her little white dog.
Yeah, one of her little dogs got his head stuck at the back. Like, so yeah, they like car rides also.
So when do you become an uncle again?
On or around August 29th.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
So Labor Day.
Yeah,
like actually Labor Day.
I made that joke to her. So something that our aunt told her is that when my mom was pregnant with her, we were both late. So it is very possible that she could be a few days late and land right on Labor Day.
Mm.
So we'll see. Yep. I'm looking forward to meeting my niece. Wag, wag, wag.
Yay, kids.
We're already buying her books and stuff like that.
Go the fuck to sleep.
Well, I saw a book at, I've forgotten it, Forlandia, that I thought about getting her. It was called Give a Bunny a Beer, and it's from the Addicted Animals series. So it's a super cutely drawn children's quote-unquote book about this bunny that breaks into this person's house, and the human gives the bunny a beer. And one of the other books in the series is Give a Bear a Bong. So I should pick these up. my week. Since we're
what have you done?
About that. Screaming, all screaming. So, as usual, like every year, we have like 24 new things coming out for Anthrocon. We've just about got them all at the printer. We have a bunch of boxes still at the UPS store, which Taryn should be picking up tonight. But we're pretty close to having everything in hand. I've ordered the promo posters. Something that I've fallen behind on this year is promotion and advertising. Like, I have yet to add any of the new things to the web store. And normally, I add new stuff to the website as we get them ready, and then put the red text that says this is for pre-order, we'll ship this out, you know, well after the con so we can restock. But I haven't done any of that yet. So that's my weekend project, is basically to add somewhere around 24 or 26 new titles to the website, write up an email for marketing, start tweeting some stuff, start blogging some stuff. By the way, we have FurPlanet has a blog, has a Tumblr. It's furrybooks.tumblr.com.
Nice.
And it's not super active, so it's fairly low impact if you don't want to be deluged by ads or anything. This is going to be our busy time, though, so if you like hearing about stuff on Tumblr instead of Twitter or Facebook or anything else, you can follow our Tumblr there. But yeah, that's FurPlanet has been what's primarily consumed Tieran and I's time lately. Apart from that, I've been enjoying watching a couple of shows. Series 3 or 4, I think, of The 100 just dropped on Netflix not long ago. So I'm now fully what?
I've heard of that one. I've heard it's good.
Yeah, it's pretty enjoyable. So I'm now fully caught up on The 100. And I have just discovered Orphan Black a few weeks ago.
Oh, Orphan, isn't that freaking amazing? Yeah. That one actress doing all those different characters?
Yeah, so no spoilers, obviously. I'm in the beginning of season 4
now. I can't remember if I'm in 3 or 4. It's been a couple weeks.
And it's just come back, I think.
On break.
Yeah, so season 5 is going to be the last one, but, you know, This is not a spoiler. This is right on page 1.
It's freaking brilliant.
The plot is about clones. And so you have this one actress playing all of these different parts. There's like 9 of them or 11 of them or something.
There's a lot of fucking clones.
And like there's 4 or 5 that are regulars that are in every episode.
And they're all completely different mannerisms, yeah. All completely yeah. different accents. You know, looks, feels. I mean, besides looking the same, they are completely different characters.
So, hair and makeup and costuming is fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, to make her look so completely different every time. And I was talking to someone on Twitter about this, and they were like, isn't it amazing? Like, I forget sometimes that they're all the same actress.
And not like twins and, or six tuplets.
So do I. Like, because they look just different enough that I'm like, oh, that's right, that's her too. Mm-hmm. You know, or a new character will come in, and I'll be like, wait a minute, is that? Oh, that's her as well. You know, and I was really happy to read, because I read up on it a little bit. I was really happy to read that she won an Emmy for this role.
Because she's amazing.
Like, when you see a performance, it's just like holy shit.
You love her brother, Felix?
Oh, yeah, Felix is a fun character.
Yeah, I love Felix. Felix is... Oh, I love Felix so much.
I love the nude painting and just the apron. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I don't know which one of the clone characters I like the best, because I like them all in different ways.
I saw somebody the other day say hashtag Team Helena, and I'm like, Helena, as time goes on and like becomes a really sympathetic character, mm-hmm. like she just has this. She's also...
The science... Oh, God, I'm blanking on the name.
Cosima.
Cosima, with the science one with the dreads.
Yes, the nerd hot one.
I love the nerd hot lesbian one.
Yes, yes. And this is what's so interesting, is that they're all genetically identical, but, like, there was a trans one in one episode. Mm-hmm. One of them is a lesbian. We know most of the others are straight, or at least bi. And just also such totally different personalities. Like, you know, yeah, you have, like, science girl with dreadlocks, and then one is a suburban soccer mom, and the main character is basically a thief. Mm-hmm. And...
Yeah.
And they're just... It's an amazing show. I'm So I'm trying to get caught up fully on that so that I can start watching new season.
I need to finish up what's already been published. That's the one that, that's the kind of the series that I watch because Sarah's not really into it. And Siam's seen it and dropped it. But it's kind of the one I watch when nobody else wants to watch something. So
if you have Amazon Prime, the first four seasons are included with your Prime membership.
Mm.
So you can watch it on Amazon Video for free if you have Prime. I'm not sure about season five. Since it's brand new, it might not drop on Prime till afterwards. But, I mean, if I catch up, I may just buy season five on iTunes or whatever.
It's really good.
Yeah, but it's a really good show. So that's what I've been up to. I've been watching a couple of shows, and I've been doing a lot of Fur Planet stuff, and that's about it.
What you doing, Adam?
We binged Riverdale, which I mentioned on the podcast.
But
then we went back, and we binged it, like, that entire weekend, just one after another. It was really good. Not your typical teen drama. It was pretty amazing.
Apart from anime, are you watching any shows right now, Saren?
Man, I'm, like, really behind on everything.
There's tons of shit I haven't seen either.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about just discovering a show that's been running for 5 years. Don't worry about it.
Well, Little Dog.
Like,
Little Dog
because tongue. I haven't been watching anime on Mondays the last little bit for various reasons. Either it's, like, something on my end or something on my friend's end. I'm just behind on everything. And actually, I think I'm actually really close to season's ending. And I'm, like, six episodes behind.
Oh, we've been going through...
Because, like, Little Witch Academia is going to wrapping up here soon. ReZero... No, ReCreators is wrapping up, too.
I forget the one that Cyan's been watching. It's the one where everything's made of gears.
Clockwork Planet.
Yeah, he's been watching that
one. I haven't watched that one. Oh. But there's a lot of shows that, like, are just kind of on pause because I'm gonna sit down and watch them with a friend. And actually, I do pretty much all my TV watching socially.
Yeah.
Like, we're both watching a show. Like, with Panther and I, we will plow through episodes of Arrow. We wrapped up season three, went to season four.
Dog.
And.
Licking or stepping on?
Licking and cold nose between my toes.
Oh, God.
It's like, your toes are dirty. Let me clean them.
Well, this is a legacy of wearing sandals and a little dog tongue.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like, ugh.
Now he's, like, he's going to be playing with his rope toy for a bit, so I may have
my
to
toes
throw
are
it
safe.
For him. Yeah.
No paw fetish.
I felt bad because I realized that I had left earlier and his rope toy was in my office.
Oh.
And I close my office up when I'm not here.
Yeah.
He has free reign of the apartment anywhere else, and we've moved to, he has separation anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's probably a good thing that I'm home a lot of times.
One of my sister's dogs has that,
and
too.
So, like, when I leave, he'll occasionally...
He's actually on doggy Xanax, and apparently it is the exact same drug
just
as
doggy
human Xanax. It's just, like, a microdose compared to what we get.
Yeah, I don't think I need that for him right now.
Yeah.
But I've had times where, like, okay, I gotta go to the store, and I close the door. I see his little tail droop down, and he does his little high-pitched sad bark, like, hey, no, God.
It's the saddest thing.
Yeah. Because it's like, because you see his little tail, he has normally his tails up and curly, and he just droops. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're abandoning me. And then, like, I come back 30 minutes later or whatever from the grocery store, and he's like, oh, God, I haven't seen you in forever. You know, I get...
You've been gone for 5 minutes.
Dogs don't exactly have the greatest object permanence, I suppose.
Yeah.
And it's probably a really good thing that I'm home all the goddamn time, because he's always, like, hovering near my periphery, if not, like, underfoot.
Yeah.
That's both.
So, like, well, today I had him in the office while I was working, and I had set his rainbow comforter in the office chair that you're sitting in.
It's his rainbow comforter.
It's
now.
His rainbow comforter.
It used to be yours. But...
Yeah, it's his. And so he was that way. He was on my level, and I could pet him easy. And he was just like right there.
Wait, where'd you set it?
In this chair.
In the chair. Okay.
Yeah. So he was a little bit elevated. And
a lot easier to pet.
And like we just put the rainbow comforter at the foot of our bed, like on the bed on my feet, and he will sleep there.
Mm-hmm.
He will sleep through the night, and he won't knock on the door and wake me up. He just doesn't want to be alone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's my little dog. He's a little neurotic, I guess, but
Well, often, like, rescues and such who've already lost somebody, their family.
Yeah.
Yeah, are a little bit neurotic about losing, mm-hmm. you know, their new family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially really soon after getting them.
Which is fine. I mean, we've had him for a little more than 2 weeks now. We got him on the 5th, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're coming up on 2 weeks.
Cool.
Also, my car search continues. I have looked at a lot of cars, both online and in person, and haven't had much luck yet. Like, one of the more interesting ones I saw was a BMW M3, I think it is. It's a BMW SUV, but it's an SUV. Mm. And Panther is like, I may go with, like, Audi A4 Quattroporte or something like that, getting a wagon similar to what Panther has.
Mm-hmm. Like a nice Matrix.
Yeah, or I could get a Matrix.
We're a little bit biased.
Yeah, join our Matrix Auto Club, Saverin.
Yep, we'll be
We're looking to add a third.
It's like Team Matrix, yeah. Woo! And it's just like our persona is like doing the Matrix dodge, except for Shiva would be really awkward.
So many more limbs for bullets to
hit. She just like flops. Flat. Oh, what's the term? Sploop or whatever? It's like when animals lay down belly and splay their legs, splooting. Like horses will do it occasionally. Oh, it's like they're trying to cool themselves off. Mm-hmm. They stretch out on the ground with their legs. Term. Yeah.
Huh.
But Adam is currently occupying himself in the hallway with a bone.
If you can hear chomping noises in the background, that's
yes.
Right. I don't think the mics will pick that up.
Probably no, he's far enough back.
But maybe the color jingles when he's dancing around. I don't know.
Yeah. jingle. You can definitely tell when he's running about.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I have to ask you a question, though. This is relating to that article that I linked earlier.
Oh.
Are cats purring Jews bent on genociding the white race with their diabolical cuteness? So, the website We Hunted the Mammoth is a blog by David Futrell. That basically chronicles right-wing weird bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. And the current one, it is with a heavy heart that I must report that they have figured it out. The globalists are using cats to depopulate whites. Because cats act as surrogate babies, they cause white women to not want to have kids. Cats are like a parasite that suck the maternal instinct from white women. So, is this true, Shiva? Do you not wish to have children because you have cats? Or is it, you just have cats anyway?
I don't know. I never wanted children.
Are you sure that the global Illuminati have not contrived to genocide the white race because cats? So, yeah.
Speaking of which, I can't wait to see Star Trek White Genocide.
I know, and Far Cry 5 American White Genocide is going to be great. And, you know, it was just like Bioshock Infinite floating white genocide simulator 1912. That one.
What?
People got mad about that because the. Okay, so Bioshock Infinite, right? Okay. That was the one set back in 1912 in the floating city of Columbia where there is a super heavy race divide. It is super racist whites and the underclass. That did the work for them, which was comprised of... So
it's apartheid, basically.
It was apartheid, but also the Irish were also considered undermention or underclass.
Because it was 1912.
Yeah, okay, and that makes sense. The Irish faced a lot of racism, and generally,
right. Yeah.
You know, people of different nationalities didn't get along that well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, you know, Polish people and Greeks and all the other people didn't get along that well. So mm-hmm. Irish and blacks were the underclass, and... Like, people got really mad because the first part of the game, you were literally, like, killing the fuck out of the white assholes running the joint.
Right.
And then halfway through, there is a twist, and you end up in, like, alternate reality shit, and you're still killing a bunch of white assholes, but then you're occasionally killing groups of black and Irish assholes because all sides are bad, kind of, because the writer of the game kind of wishy-washy his ass out.
Mm.
But anyways...
Mm.
Yeah, people got mad about that back in the day because most of the people... How dare you show that these people, they're oppressive whites in 1912, would be racist against everybody who isn't their flavor of white.
They need to make a video game about the Haitian Revolution where you're a Haitian slave cane cutter, like, killing French slave masters.
Yeah. You know, they solve that shit. But, so, this is the going back to the blog post.
Yes.
It was a plan so beautiful in its simplicity. Flood the internet with pics of adorable kittens and thereby convince white women to adopt them as pets. 2. Suck the maternal instinct from white women, thus genociding the white race. 3. Question marks. 4. Profit. And, like, it's been one of those things that you look at it and you're like, are people really, yes, there's links. Wow. And there was, of course, a 4chan post included on this where the sentence, because white women get to experience maternal love through the purring Jew.
Why are the cats Jewish, though?
Everything is the blank Jew to these fuckheads.
Oh, okay.
Like, it all is right. Really, they're fixated.
This is literally so stupid I can't understand it.
Yeah. I would not have, like, this would have never crossed my mind, and yet...
Then again, flat earthers in year of our Lord current year is not something I would have ever thought was a thing either, but apparently it is.
So, the benefit of the
you fucking spear cuck. Anyway,
round Earth Destroyer. The fact that they changed all of our Twitter icons to circles instead of squares made the Flat Earth Society's icon a globe.
I know, I saw that. Maybe that's the only reason they did it.
They're like, yeah. It's like, hey, Twitter, you need to round up your Nazis. Gotcha. Richard fucking Spencer. God. Twitter really is a hellscape. Like,
they really missed the point.
Isn't like this new one Mastodon or whatever?
Yeah. So it's like an open source pseudo Twitter platform. And what's interesting about it is that people can set up the what they call instances, which are like just different little sub communities. So I'm on one called Awoo. It's awoo.space. And you can still see, like, the global feed of everyone that's on Mastodon. You can follow people that are on other instances. There's other instances will pair up with each other, and you can see, like, a community feed. But, like, they have, like, because they're all, it's like Twitter, but it's moderated. All the individual instances are, like, moderated by those people. So if you want to make an instance that's just furries, let's say, then you could do that and block any accounts that aren't furries. I mean, just as an example. So, you know, if you want to have an instance that's all alt-right people, you could do that. If you want to have an instance that it has no assholes on it whatsoever, then you could do that too. And that's mostly where people are taking it. A lot of the people that are moving to Mastodon are like, well, we're tired of the total shit show and the harassment and stuff that's on Twitter. I mean, a couple of the screenshots I've seen from people, they're like, hey, I reported this tweet. It literally tweets like, if you were Jewish, I would gas you, or something like that. You know, like just really blatant racism and anti-Semitism. And the dude's like, I reported this tweet, and here's the response from Twitter. No, we didn't see anything wrong with this, so we didn't suspend him.
Yeah. But the word queer is now included as a sensitive word.
Right.
So if you type that word in, it will show up at the bottom of the list with the click to show more replies that might include, like, suggestive or
offensive
content.
Yeah.
You know, so it's one of those things where it's like my real name account listens a big old furry queer. Am I being blacklisted? Are people not seeing me?
You're being shadow banned.
That's fine. That account can die. but like I made that post the other day about people harassing Jay Fosgate. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, if you're one of these people doing this, fuck you. And that tweet probably, it got pretty far, but I bet if I hadn't done the fuck you, it would have gotten farther because, oh no, I used a dirty word. Yeah. You know, it's because I'm telling people, hey, quit harassing this artist. And, or if you're one of these people, hey, fuck you.
I mean, you can literally say, I will kill you because you're gay and get in less trouble than someone that had the word fuck in their tweet.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
The, you know, Twitter can't die soon enough, honestly, because it's just, I really had to curate the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I, you know, was initially loath to do it, but I've taken on a block list.
Mm-hmm.
One of your authors put together a block list.
Yeah, they're not announcing it.
No.
Publicly.
I'm not going to name names or anything. And it's like, it's improved my quality of life. Mm-hmm. And I'll see, you know, like, these tweets from folks that are just, like, you know, telling someone they're a dumbass. And it'll be like, tweet unavailable. I'm like, oh, what's this? And I'll click through it. Oh, it's like it's somebody that already fell under the list.
Right.
And it's like, oh, how convenient. Because you click to see what the tweet is, and it's like, oh, wow, that guy's a real asshole.
Oh. I'm so glad he's already blocked.
Yeah, it saves me some time.
Yeah, and I've added, like, a lot of terms to my mute list, too, that I just don't want to see coming up anymore.
So calling, you know, call the Fur Planet logo the Fur Planet cuckballs, what's getting my tweets muted, you?
More like Cuck Planet.
Yeah.
So that could be anything, I guess.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's just gotten real bad in a lot of places.
Just being able to read make me like a lit cuck or something. Yeah. Book cuck.
You've been indoctrinated by the wood pulp Jew. Yeah.
Wood pulp Jew?
Yeah.
Just add Jew to anything, just, yeah, I guess.
The electronic, the canine, you know, it's whatever. It's
canine Jew.
If like, emulate a dumb idiot, and there you go.
it's surprisingly difficult to do. It's like writing bad on purpose. It's actually difficult for a skilled writer to write in such a way that is just bad enough to be funny, but not so bad as to be unrealistic.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, going out and finding, like, the actual utter shit that might be out there.
Or the fun with Yahoo Answers asking about Ouija boards or Ouija boards or Ouga boards.
This is a Luigi board.
Am I pregante? You
know, stuff am I like pregnant? That. Yeah.
And it's like, it takes skill to write, be a skilled writer and fuck it up versus just being an idiot.
Yeah. So anything else? Do we have any, like, I don't know, positive topics to... Well, you know, let's continue this train of negativity. Why don't you read the one email this week?
Okay, well, I mean, this is not going to be a terribly long show, I'm guessing, because we're only 40 minutes in before we're getting to this section. So you can always email us and contact us and tell us we're a bunch of sphere cucks for believing in a round earth space. notcast@foxstuffers.com. Notcast.tumblr.com. So this
is...
You can
find us on Twitter @sphere cucks.
Yep. I was actually looking online today for, like, various hostings, and there's all the random, like, URL appending, like, suffixes. Like, space, zone, town.
Oh, right, yeah.
Awoo,
yeah.
You know, like, stuff like that. Awoo is not one of them. Dot place.
But it should be.
Well, like, so, Vice Waypoint, they have their fans for their funsies that their fans do is they buy URLs and redirect them to the website.
Uh-huh.
There's, like, culturalmarxism.zone or popleopals.club and, like, just all these... goofy ass new.donk.city, you know, it's just all these random ass URLs that'll redirect into that website. But
nice.
.zone is a fun one. Not.zone. You know.
Welcome to the not zone.
Yeah, let's not. So this is
I'm gonna buy cuck.zone and redirect it to your YouTube page.
Finnick.top goes to my Twitch page.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Anon asked a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You spoke about how the division made you uncomfortable due to you playing a member of the military who goes around killing crazed gangs of murderous thugs, including a group that sets fire to people. How do you feel about Far Cry 5? You play a cop who goes about killing crazed gangs of murderous thugs, including a group that crucifies people. You may have already spoken about this. I am behind on your show. I didn't know about the RSS feed update. I thought you took a break from podcasting. Okay, so this is actually something that when it came in, I was like, really? But again, it's a completely valid question. And this is where my perspective lies. And I don't imagine you guys have too strong opinions because you don't pay much attention to video games. So, The Division, you play as a secretive, ultra-secret government agent who is coming in to force pacify the island of Manhattan. Specifically southern Manhattan, lower Manhattan, right? And there are civilians, and there are roving gangs of, quote, rioters. And then there's, like, the sanitation department that went a little crazy because they got left behind by the government. There is a group of folks, of prisoners from Rikers Island, who were abandoned and left to die. And they've taken over the section of the city. And then the last section of the group is Patriot Movement, and I put this with quotation marks. Nationalist dudes who want to come in and impose their order on the city because clearly the government has failed. And in at least the first three, all these people are citizens of the U.S. government has utterly failed. They weren't able to be evacuated from the city. They are dealing with fucking bodies on the fucking street. This is like America has fucked up super hard, and we haven't been able to get everybody out of the city. Which, I mean, yeah, it's New York City. It's one of the densest places we got here in the U.S. But it's still, the game itself makes the government out to be a real bad guy. Real bad, shitty actor. Mm-hmm. And in the case of Far Cry 5, you are literally fighting against American Christian ISIS. Like, literally dragging people out in the street, yelling at them, holding a Bible in their hands, while someone comes up behind them and baseball bats them in the head. This was in the gameplay trailer. They showed it, Ubisoft's E3 thing. So you literally have, the primary difference here is that you have people who are, well, like, the rioters are essentially people forced into a bad situation. Yes, they are making the decision to commit violent crimes, but they're in a real shit situation that the government failed and they're stuck in. But whereas in Far Cry 5, these guys are much more in line with, like, the Bundy Ranch guys who seized that government place up in, like, Oregon or whatever, and they've tore down the cell towers, cut off the roads in and out of the county, and have basically put this isolated section of Montana into a similar lockdown state. And you have American citizens, everyone here is an American citizen, that are stuck living with these motherfuckers, much like there are just these average dudes and families living in Raqqa or Mosul or whatever, any other city that ISIS is currently shitting up, that they just want to live their fucking lives and not get beheaded in the street. Well, much like this, you've got American citizens who are going to covertly try to help you push these guys out and take them out. So I have a lot less sympathy for the antagonists of Far Cry 5 because they're shown to be a violent-ass Christian cult who, yes, will crucify people. And there was also a scene in the trailer where, like, they staked somebody to the ground with, like, a giant-ass stake that had their symbol at the top of it. So they're more in line with ISIS and other religious extremist groups than
people citizen. Just don't like that it's Christians.
Yeah, well, yeah. Guess what? We've been blowing the shit out of various Muslims for years and years and years. You know, insert generically brown person here in any shooter game. Mm-hmm. You know, and guess what? It's set in America. Odds are you're not going to be blowing up Muslims or anybody else.
Damn it.
Because
I'm sorry to say, cuck.zone has already been taken.
Oh. You're like, oh, damn it, you're not killing brown people in Montana. Well,
No,
you wouldn't be, because I'm sure that the demographic makeup in Montana, if they were to be accurate, is still like 95% white.
Yeah.
In fact, I can look that up. Because it is one of those things where, yeah, they...
How white is Montana?
A lot.
Looking,
the answer is about 6.06 German lot feet.
How wide is Montana? A lot. It picked up your a lot, but it misinterpreted.
Montana. So let's just look at that. Okay,
I found this on the web for how white is Montana.
Very.
There's a town called Whitefish, Montana. And yeah. It won't just tell you that.
Yeah. But yeah, Montana, it's very white. Which, Wikipedia, Montana, there we go. Let's search this. But it is one of those things where in all the previous Far Cry games, it's been at some exotic locale shooting various brown people, or in the case of two, black people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's America's turn to be the exotic locale.
Yeah.
For once.
Being Montana.
Come to exotic Montana.
I've seen pictures. Some of it's really pretty.
Oh, it's really pretty. Like, there are some nice spots. It's,
I remember years ago I saw this list of alternate state mottos, and Montana's was land of the big sky, Unabomber, and very little else.
So, the estimated number of people living in Montana as of 2016 is 1,042,000 people.
Isn't DFW like 6 million?
Yes. Just
this one
city. Not even DFW, just Dallas is just more Dallas. Than that.
Let's see. According to the 2010 census, 89.4% of the population is white, with 6.3% being Native American, with 2.9% Hispanic, 0.6% Asian, 0.4% Black.
Wow. I did not expect Black to be that
pretty
small percentage.
Pretty fucking white.
Yeah.
Well, like, in Idaho's worse in that regard, too, and you've got, like, Idaho Nazis. It's like
they just
want to be dicks. It's like, what the fuck are they fighting for? You know, they already live in like a vastly majority white area. You know,
well, I mean, it's there's been like separatist groups. Like, the thing with setting up, you know, this isolated pocket of Montana as being this hotbed of extremists, it's already happened. Like, these things already exist, and, you know, no, they're not, like you mentioned last time, we talked about, like, why didn't they do it in, like, Waco? Well, the area is really flat, and it's not isolated. It's right off 35. They can't cut it off easily.
Yeah.
But an isolated-ass pocket of Montana is a bit more plausible. I mean, it's a fucking video game, y'all. Yeah, I'm sure that the government's, like, the moment somebody gets a cell phone that works or a sat phone, they're going to be showing up with some big guns and going, yo, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah.
So, all right. The population, there's actually more people that live in Idaho than in Montana, 1.683 million. And again, this is 89.1% white, 0.6 black than the rest. 1.4 in Native American, 1.2 Asian, 2.5%. So basically, 11.2% of Idaho's population was of Hispanic or Latino origin, whereas the rest of them, it's, again, a super white, isolated, tiny-ass relative state. Like, there are more people in the city of of Dallas than there are in that entire state.
Yeah.
Like, you take the chunk, like, the people in the combined statistical area of DFW dwarfs that of many other states total.
And big states, not like little states like Rhode Island.
Because, I mean, Rhode Island's really fucking dense, but yeah, there's...
Holy shit. Scotland, as of the 2011 census, is 96.02% white.
Ugh. It's Scotland. It's supposed to be moist.
Yes, I love that line.
Okay, so the not the local, not the combined statistical area, is 7.1 million. So there is that many people. It is the metro area that is considered DFW is 9,286 square miles. And the, oh yeah, okay, so the combined statistical, yeah, is a little over 7 million people in just this area. That's super fucking wild.
Yeah.
That's like, is that more than New Mexico? I don't know. But anyways, don't be a Nazi. Don't go involve yourself in a doomsday cult. They don't end well. And you might get made into the topic of a video game as the antagonist. And that never goes well for your thing.
Or an episode of Last Podcast on the Left.
Oh, yeah. the most recent episode about OKC is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that happening. I was 11.
Yeah.
I remember it super vaguely, but that was a thing.
What was that, 1991?
1994.
1994. I was 19, yep. I guess.
I graduated high school that year.
And I was a little kid. But I still remember catching that on the news and in the paper and being holy shit. But didn't look into it that much. And, like, the most recent episode about Last Podcast on the Left, and they're talking about the shit that happened, just, like, the event itself. It's just fucking wild.
Yeah. And I haven't listened to the event itself. I have listened to the event
itself. That's the most recent one.
The next one they're going to talk about, I think, the conspiracy theories or something.
Yeah. And how, like, it's just one of those standard, quote, patriot group things. And I do kind of like, it's like, so just who was Timothy McVeigh? He was a fuckface. Henry being very helpful and like he's a fuckface, corn-fed, dumb-looking motherfucker loser who killed a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah, because there was a daycare there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys want to wrap this up?
Yeah.
All right, so we have Patreon, Notcast.
I think you already
Notcast.
Yeah. Well,
Notcast everywhere.
Notcast everywhere. Twitter, Patreon, Tumblr,
FA.
Find me on Twitter, being
Podbean.
Yeah, on Podbean. Now that we have it set up, I can just post the episode and it's like, check out my new podcast on Podbean, and it just goes a link. And auto post to our Tumblr as well, which is nice.
Yay, automation.
Yeah, so.
Yep.
As long as I remember to put the episode up there.
Gotta keep it automated.
Bad Fennec.
Yeah,
no
I know.
No biscuit.
Aw. But anyways, you can find me at Fennec.top. No. On Twitch. I'm going to probably pick up, once I get my refund for No Man's Sky, I'm going to probably buy PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, because everyone, that's the current hotness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sucks. I guess the auto post to Tumblr doesn't actually post the episode link, description.
No, it's just like, yo.
It's just the player.
Huh.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a way to change that.
Well, Lord, I hope so.
We'll see.
Uh-oh. Otherwise, it's like Podcast Roulette. What's this episode?
Oh, man. So, unrelated to anything.
Okay.
So, you know how maned wolves have been the meme animal of the moment? People drawing them horrifically long legs and whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Someone is doing Hazard is the name. Dat Green Monster.
Oh, yeah. Hazard, yeah.
Doing their surreal canine. And it's this horrifying spider-maned wolf shirt.
Yes.
Like... Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. It has extra joints that it should not have. That's terrifying, but also neat. Oh, and my one cool thing for the week, I got my puzzle mouse pad from Kadath.
Yes.
I saw the tits. I fondled the tits.
Giraffe tits.
It's
mouse
a very
pad.
Cool.
She's very supporting my wrist quite nicely.
You won't get carpal tunnel resting on those boobies.
Well, not that I already probably have it mildly. Given how long I've used the computer during my 30, nearly 34 years.
Yeah.
My birthday is Saturday.
Yours is Saturday too?
Doing car shopping probably for a chunk of it. Yeah, I'll be 34, born in 1983.
Wee!
We're back in March!
And of course, you're like, that you damn kid.
Mine's in August, it's the big 4-0.
Yeah. All right, well, anyways. We are going to wrap this up. We're going to coming up on right on an hour, so that's not too bad.
No.
And next week, Fuzz, you're out. You're going to be at Anthrocon.
Yep.
And Sheev and I are probably doing fat bong rips in her house, probably.
Hookah cast?
Yes. It's a hookah. It's not a bong. It's a hookah, and you can't do weed in it.
Fat hookah
it up.
Rips.
I will kill anybody who ever loads...
It's tobacco, okay?
Yeah.
We are good... Law-abiding citizens over here.
Not Christian. Not good, yeah.
Anyways.
What is it? Law-abiding agnostic citizens.
Yeah. So.
That's why I'm not on that episode, because I'm not a citizen.
Oh, that's right. You are agnostic, though.
I am.
No, atheist.
You can just be like, go back to
your
an A-word.
I'm an A-word. I don't give a fuck at this point. Just, like, you know, you can believe whatever crazy shit you want to. Just keep it out of my face and don't take my rights.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yep. So there's the episode that last week's episode got posted today.
Oh, bad Fennec.
Very bad Fennec. And so if there's anything that I've discussed in either of these last two episodes, feel free to call me a sphere cuck or whatever. And write in, let us know what you thought about E3, what you thought about this, that, and the other. And would you, do you have a cat and does it make you want to not have children?
And are they Jewish?
Yes. So on that note, good night.
And big balls.